My dear faithful in Christ, today we celebrate the octave of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. A whole week around the crib about the birth of Christ was decorated by very great saints. And Holy Mother, the Church, in his liturgy, has a meaning to everything. And right after Christmas, we celebrated St. Stephen. And it's very fitting that he is right next, so close to the crib, because he offered his life for Christ himself. He shed his blood. And Holy Mother, the Church, honors very much those who give their blood by the martyrdom for the faith. The next day we celebrated St. John, the apostle and evangelist, and he is the symbol of love. He was the one who was, he was the beloved of Christ. So he is, so to say, the oblation of love for Christ. Then we celebrated the holy innocent children. It's an offering of penance and of innocence at the same time for Christ. This feast is actually twofold. On the one hand, it's sorrowful, and the celebrant was wearing violet vestments to show that they are weeping with the mothers who lost their child. On the other hand, it is also a great feast day, because we rejoice for the saving of so many children who were testimony of the faith of Jesus Christ himself. Then we have the feast of St. Thomas Becket, and he stands for fulfilling the ecclesiastic duties and the offering of the fidelity to Christ. As we know, he didn't bow before the government. He was faithful to his king, his eternal king. Yesterday we celebrated St. Sylvester, Pope, and we remember him as the very fidel to the duties of Christ. And today we celebrate the circumcision of our Lord. And sometimes we might ask ourselves, why is it necessary that Jesus Christ, in this very young age, already sheds his blood? But we realize we are talking about a child. Yes, he was a child like everyone else, but he was God from the very beginning of the incarnation. So he didn't lose time to begin his work for the remission of mankind. Formerly, the day of circumcision was a fast day. It was put in opposition to the pagan rites of the celebration of the Januarius. Januarius was the god for the beginning and the end. And after the paganism, so to say, was taken away, also the Christian turned it into a feast day, because you can celebrate this feast only with the right understanding. And so today we celebrate circumcision. It's the first public appearance of Jesus Christ to the world. It's the first oblation. And it is, so to say, his entrance into the world. He's public. And how fitting is it that this feast is on the first day of the year? How fitting we can apply those liturgy to each one of ourselves. It is with Jesus Christ we must begin the new year. And we must stand quietly at the gates of the new year before the divine infant, because he gives life, and he is the creator of heaven and earth, and he also created the beauty of the universe and the turning of the sun, and so the year. And so in him we also can admire the beauty of the universe and the starting again of the new year. But it makes sense only if we consider it through the eyes of the Creator. And for us, circumcision means rising from sins, to be reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ he shed on this very feast. And so with this, I want to wish you all a happy new year. And this shall be our resolution, that we also day by day shed the blood for Jesus Christ, at least in desire. And then all our resolutions will go to a very good end, because then whatever we do, we will do it for the love of Christ. Now, we want to, on this very feast, because circumcision, it is also a feast where we, or where Holy Mother Church proves the humanity of Jesus Christ. Because as we know, in the first centuries, the heretics already were out there, and in the beginning they denied the humanity, and then they denied also the divinity. And so all the mysteries of Christ are also a proof of his humanity and his divinity. And we want to remind us with St. Leo the Pope that a true venerator and a loving observer of today's feast is who thinks nothing false in reference of our Lord's incarnation, nor anything unworthy of his divinity, nor of his humanity. And so we acknowledge it's Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, and we acknowledge that he is equal to the Father. He's eternal, he's perfect, and all the other properties who belong to God. So, therefore, when we attempt to understand the mystery of Christ's nativity, by which he was born of a virgin mother, let the darkness of our human minds be driven far away, and let the fog of worldly wisdom depart from the eye of our illuminated faith. We must understand today in schools and everywhere we are said that we should not believe randomly. You need a scientific proof. What does it mean to have a scientific proof? Today's science, they don't prove scientifically. If they would prove and acknowledge the existence of Jesus Christ and all his deeds, his miracles he did on earth, then it would be very clear that the faith, it's not just anything we believe because we do not know better. No. It is because we exactly know by the authority of the Church and the successors of St. Peter, who assure us of this, that what we believe is really true, and it really happened 2,000 years ago. And this, our firm belief, gives us also the faith to believe in everything that happens in the Holy Eucharist or in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And this, my dear friends in Christ, let us be always aware when we attend Holy Mass. It is always very important to make an act of faith, especially when we go towards the Holy Communion. And so, perhaps as a short side note, in this case, we also, in this situation, we see also that the Church of the Novus Ordo cannot be, the Church founded by Jesus Christ. Because we don't have, apart from any other problems, we don't have any assurance of the teachings. When we think on the other side of the tradition, of the doctrine, of the teachings of the Holy Mother, the Church, it gives us assurance. And so, also this is a very good sign to know where to go and where not to go. Yeah, with St. John, as we read almost at every end of the Holy Mass, we read the Gospel of St. John, and he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing." And this is very beautiful, because we see and we acknowledge also for ourselves already by the common sense that out of nothing there can be nothing, there can come nothing. And so we acknowledge that everything on earth except sin comes from God. And we acknowledge this every day when we go on the knees and adore God as the creator of heaven and earth and as our sovereign king of the whole society and of each one of us. And with St. Ambrose, the bishop, we want to ask, who is this child but he of whom is said, a child is born to us and a son is given to us? For he was made flesh under the law, that he might gain them that were under the law, that they might present him to the Lord. What does it mean to be presented to the Lord in Jerusalem? Now he who is circumcised from his vices is judged worthy of the benign sight of his Lord, for the eyes of the Lord are upon just. And what is the circumcision of the new law? The circumcision of the new law, we could call it the baptism in the very beginning, where we are cleansed from our sins, from the original sin. And it's the sacrament of penance, the confession, where we are to cleanse again and to do penance for our sins, so that we will be found worthy before Jesus Christ. Because always let us remember, even when we celebrate Holy Mass, everything turns around being unified with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Every time when the celebrant turns around and says, Dominus Vobiscum, it's just that he kisses the altar who presents Jesus Christ himself and brings it to the people, so they will be united more intimately. Always when the servers answer Amen, it is to confirm the prayers of the celebrant and to say, yes, it is right, let do it this way, let adore and ask and praise God in this way. Even when we fill in the wine and water into the chalice, it represents the unification of Jesus Christ, represented by the wine with the water, which presents the faithful. And so, my dear faithful in Christ, let us be always united to the Holy Eucharist, to the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, so that once in eternity, God Father sees us through the image of Jesus Christ, his beloved Son. And yes, today there was given the name Jesus to the child. And it is a holy and majestic name, therefore we shall adore it. It's the name under which we gain remission of sin. It's the name which reminds us of the divine justice who came by a single sin to punish the entire humanity by chasing them from the paradise. He shows us how grave, how horrible sins are before God. And only God himself uniting to the sinful human nature, to his divine, could do satisfactory reparation. Although he, by himself, he was completely without sin. And this name reminds us also of the life of humility and obedience, full of infinite sanctity of our Lord, who lived a cruel death on the cross with which he reconciled us. Yes, it is a sweet, a lovely name. Therefore, we shall hardly love it. It's a helpful name, and therefore we shall confidently call upon it for it. And therefore, St. Paul says, call the name Jesus. He calls the name Jesus a name which is above all names. That is, it's more sublime and more holy than any other name. Let us therefore have always great reverence of the name Jesus, because through this name we are saved. Let us do every single action of our life through Jesus Christ, united with him to all our actions and to put together like precious stones for the greater glory of God and for our salvation. My dear faithful in Christ, in this way I want to wish you again a happy new year, and let us try to be every day more faithful to the commandments of Christ. And let us always ask the graces for understanding always better the nature of Jesus Christ and the way how he wants us to follow him, and ask our Blessed Lady Virgin, who was full of grace and completely united with him, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.